Welcome to Live at 5, the show with no name. Here's your host, Terry, Pastor Craig, and Nate.
Well, hey, here we are, A little intro there for you guys.
Not bad.
Yeah, there you go. Something to kick things off for us here.
Well, that was nice to have a little intro like that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So, Terry Tackett, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Pastor Craig, doing good?
Fantastic.
Good deal. Here we are once again, and ready to go, and it's kind of cool because we all come in here, and we just figure we'll just talk about anything under the sun, and so that's exactly what we're going to do today.
And today we had some sun.
We did. It was nice out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Step outside and it feels good, 50 degrees. Here in Marion, during my show, it's 53 degrees. See if it cooled off any here.
It's about 35 in here, I think. No.
Oh, it warmed up a degree. It's 54 right now.
54.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll take that.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
So anyhow, we had some feedback from some listeners from last week's program, which was pretty nice, and we always enjoy the emails that we get from you guys, and you can email us anytime. We'll tell you our emails coming up here in just a little bit later in the program, but it's always nice to hear from you. It's nice to know that you're listening, and if you all could just spread the word about the show.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
That's word of mouth, they say, is
the best advertising.
Best advertising. And it's cheap.
It's cheap. Yeah.
It's on our budget,
that's
guys.
That's right.
Especially after we paid for that intro.
Yeah.
You're right.
We had to fly, we had to fly that kid in from Hollywood.
But anyways, here we are once again, and I don't know what you guys did over the weekend, but quite a busy weekend. We had the Super Bowl. Of course, I know you guys said you may or may not listen. Pastor Craig said he may or may not listen. And Terry, did you get
absolutely
to watch it?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
What did you think of the halftime show?
I loved it. Loved
yeah.
It, yeah. Right up my alley.
Well, did you have a favorite commercial?
I didn't really watch a lot of them, but I always like the E-Trade commercials with the baby. I always like those ones.
Yeah. My favorite this year was the Dolly Parton commercials.
You like that one? Yeah.
I like the Dolly Parton commercials too, this year. Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I saw a new movie, Marry Me.
Okay.
With Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson.
I seen the previews to that. It looks good.
And it was. It was just a nice little romantic comedy.
Okay.
Just good. If you want a romantic comedy, it was a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good acting and a good storyline. So we went to down to the Rave in Columbus and paid $100 for popcorn.
Needed a small business loan when you got out of there.
Yeah, small business loan to get out of there. Yeah, I ate a whole meal there one time, and it set me back 5 years. But anyhow, and then so what'd you now Sunday? You had the program, Pastor Craig. You had the program here.
I had the program
11:15 to 12 every Sunday.
Yep, and we finished up in Ephesians. And actually, on Sunday, I actually did watch the first quarter of the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I have to admit, this is probably the first football game I've watched in who knows how long. I watched the first quarter, and to be honest with you, it kind of reminded me why I don't watch football in the first place. I don't know. You see holding and you see holding and you see holding and they don't call it and they don't call it. And it's almost like every play they could call a penalty. And I don't know. It just seems like, well, anyway. So I didn't see the halftime show. And I didn't see many of the commercials. I didn't see the Dolly Parton, but I did see that one commercial that had the QR code. And it was like the old, back in the days of the Atari, that Pong, where it goes, and it just bounced around. So did you see that, Nate?
Yeah, I think I saw that one. Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm watching it, and, you know, I'm like, okay, so what are they advertising? You know, who is this? You know, and it just, and that was the whole commercial, just this QR code that just bounced up and down and around the screen. And that was the end of the commercial. I'm thinking, well, how can they sell anything if they don't tell you anything about it? So then the next day I was listening to the radio, and I found out that, you know, if you take your smartphone and you look, you know, do that QR code that was on TV, then you know, it was for a business selling Bitcoin, and you got $25 free or something like that.
Yeah.
And they had like a million people that did that. And I'm like, oh, wow. Well, I guess that shows you how much I know. So I felt kind of dumb after that.
During the pandemic, during the heat of it, there was some businesses, some restaurants that would make you scan that.
Yeah.
Scan one of those to get the menu. Yeah. They wouldn't give you the menu, jeez, so they wouldn't have to sanitize them. So they would, you'd just scan one of those things.
And I have to admit, I've never scanned one. I've never done it. Okay. So, you know.
You just click your picture option.
Okay.
So this is what I do.
Okay.
I click the picture option and then just hold it up, and it takes off.
Okay.
It says, do you want to open with, and it lists the programs at the bottom. You hit that and then go for it.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Now I know how to do it.
Yeah, just go to your picture option.
Okay. Yeah, I went to a Buffalo Wild Wings one day, and they gave me that option, and I said, I just refused and said, can you just, I don't care if it's a condensed menu, just bring me a menu.
There's nothing like a regular menu.
I said, I don't know how to do that. I don't want to do that. I want a menu.
Right.
So,
just give me the real menu.
They said they had some printed off, but they said they weren't the, I said, I don't care if they're the entire menu, you know. I just want a menu.
So they brought you one.
Yeah, they brought
me. Oh, okay. Yeah. They didn't give you any problem.
No, no.
Oh, that's good. And of course, you're kind of a regular down there in Delaware, aren't you?
You're right. And like I say, and I just told them, I said, you know, I said, I'm here quite a bit. I said, I don't want to do this QR because I don't know how to do it. And,
you know, that's good that they gave you a common courtesy. Because,
yeah,
you know, common courtesy is something we're lacking today.
We are.
In today's world, and I sound like somebody that's...
You sound like your dad.
Yeah, I sound like my dad, yeah. And speaking of that, I have a little story. It's not long, because we're going to get to Pastor Craig, because he's got some interesting things to say about some downtown stuff. The other day, I had to go to the bathroom real bad. This is TMI, but I had to go to the bathroom real bad. So I was going to Kroger here in town, and so I was heading for the bathroom, turned down the hallway, and it's just a little hallway. There's a bathroom to the right and to the left. Well, the one to the right was occupied, so I go into the hallway, see the one to the right that is occupied. I go to turn to my left to go into the one that's open. This guy comes flying in right in front of me and slams the door. Right in front of me. He knew I was standing there, and I thought, well, if I didn't have to go so bad, I'd wait. I knew there was another bathroom around the corner, so I could hurry up there. But I thought about waiting. It'd been nice to wait on him and say, excuse me, why did you do that?
Yeah.
You know?
But then you would have looked like the idiot. You know?
I know. I mean, then there I'd be, you know, they'd say I was making a scene and everything like that. And, but just be courteous.
Exactly.
Just be courteous. It doesn't take too much time to be courteous.
Right.
But hey, I said last hour during my other program that we have pictures of the Cardinals that we talked about here on the program last week. RadioNate.webs.com, and soon we'll have even more pictures of those Cardinals because Pastor Craig sent me the next Cardinals that he went to visit. And if you go to RadioNate.webs.com and then scroll down on the right hand side, you can click on the photo album and see those downtown Cardinals that Pastor Craig has been visiting. And he went through and told us a little bit about the last, and you visited the next.
I visited the next three.
The next three this last Sunday.
And I'm
did
ready.
You feed them?
No. Oh, well, okay. I held my hand out with bird seed in it, and my hand was there, and they never took anything.
Okay.
So
right.
They must not be very hungry.
Right. Okay.
So, I have to be honest. I was really excited about doing this because the three that I'd taken the pictures of last week, you know, it was the one was the Oorang Indians, mm-hmm, with Jim Thorpe, and the one was the courthouse and Miss Liberty,
Lady Justice,
thank you. And then the one that was the Carnation. So I was like really excited. Well, I did three again, and one was really cool. One was so-so, but a little bit of a disappointment. And then third was like a total disappointment.
In the sense of The businesses or the things that they were representing?
Yeah, the things they were representing. Okay, yeah, right, that's right. Exactly it. The things they represented. Okay.
Not the Cardinals themselves.
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah. No, they weren't disappointed.
Okay, all right.
So I'll take them in reverse order.
Okay.
I'll start with the most disappointing first, and I'll end on a high note. So the third one I visited was that one, and it's called My Feathered Friend. Okay.
And I'm seeing,
it's a cardinal.
I'm seeing nothing on the back at all.
Yeah, and there's a side picture.
Nothing on the side. No,
yeah,
no painting except just red.
The cardinal, yeah.
Red and
okay,
feathers.
So, yeah, so that was it. So, I mean, like, well, maybe if we had like 50 of these, you could devote one to, you know, your basic cardinal. But we've only got, there's 9 now. There'll be 17 later this spring. But, you know, they wasted a whole cardinal on a cardinal.
So you're just disappointed they didn't have any paintings
or
anything?
Yeah, it didn't have anything.
Like,
I mean,
no historical value,
nothing,
really, or
no,
anything.
It's
yeah.
Just, so it's just a cardinal. So, I mean, I was expecting too much, maybe. But anyway, so they have one that's called My Feathered Friend, and it's the cardinal. Okay. So the next one, this was a little bit disappointing, but not total, because I went in with maybe the wrong expectation. Its title is The Women of Marion.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, as I'm walking up to it, it's called The Women of Marion. I'm thinking, oh, wait. Excuse me. Maybe they'll have, Mary Ellen Withrow
on it. Yeah.
And maybe, you know, Florence
Harding
on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe
Marilyn Metzke, the Miss America.
Yeah, Madge Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's some, you know, famous women of Marion.
Yeah.
So I'm okay. So as I get up to it, I see that it's a very fancy, but again, that's all it is.
It's a lady cardinal.
It's a lady cardinal, and they've got it all decked out in, like, jewelry, I guess, and, you know,
I couldn't quite tell what the back was there.
Yeah, and so
kind of confusing, isn't
so
it?
It's
yes,
really,
jewelry.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like real fancy jewelry, and, you know, painting around the eyes and on the head and fancy wings, and that was it. So
there would have definitely been room for some women on there.
Yeah, that's the thing. There are some really famous women of Marion.
Absolutely.
And it was entitled.
We should have acknowledged it, you know. I mean,
I thought so. And if they didn't want to do any of someone that's still living,
mm-hmm.
you know, if somebody has a problem with that, they could have at least maybe done some of the, you know, some from the history.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, Mrs.
Yeah.
Harding.
Yeah,
or,
right, right.
So anyway, so that was that. So then the third one, now I got to say the third one, they did a really good job. This is the Marion County Fair.
Okay.
So it's for the Marion County Fair.
Mm, I like that one, yeah.
So on the side, they've got the big Ferris wheel. They've got some of the different foods pictured. They have a popcorn there, Marion.
Great.
Okay. And so they got the food there. And then, let's see, on the back, they do a shout-out to 4-H.
Okay.
The 4-H clubs. Right. They've got their insignia, and they got what the 4-H's are.
Good.
So that was neat. And then also relating to the Marion County Fair, they show a cow and a pig and a chicken and all that because, you know.
Livestock,
The kids show their animals there. And then the front of it, it just says, you know, the Marion County Fair. And 167.
It's got the Coliseum there.
And it's got the Coliseum and everything. So I thought they did a really good job representing the Marion County Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had 1.5 really good cardinals.
There you go.
So I'll do the final three next week.
Okay.
And I took a sneak peek at one of them. And I'm not going to tell you which one. And I'm not going to tell you what I saw. But I did get a sneak peek. So I think they're going to be good next
year. And how did it rate? Did it? I mean, is it?
It's going to be up there when
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I found out today when listening to Scott Spears' show this morning that
8 to 10 a.m. on
WGH. Fred Malone from the Historical Society was on, okay, and he was mentioning that the remaining eight Cardinals have been finished.
Okay.
Now, the problem they had was that the original company that did the installation of these first nine in the fall, they've, I guess, gone out of business and closed up their doors. So they made arrangements with another company that's going to come in and install them this spring, probably like March or April, okay, I believe he said. And now they are done. The eight Cardinals yet to be installed are done. Mm-hmm. And they have one of them at the Historical Society. Okay. That's for the Historical Society. And when it's installed, it'll be installed outside in front of the Historical Society. Mm-hmm. But until it gets installed, it's in Heritage Hall. And when they open up Heritage Hall this March, mm-hmm, you'll be able to see that Cardinal inside.
You know, it'd be nice, I think, if we could get 17 businesses to sponsor those Cardinals.
Well, they're already paid for and they're already done.
Right, but I mean, still. And let that business either put like a placard, not on it, but beside it or something or whatever.
Now you've turned it into a commercial operation.
Well, I don't, you know.
I mean, they've already got them paid for, and okay, they're, you know, so that's
was
just
it
my
a,
thought.
Was it some sort of grant? That
yeah, it was through one of the arts groups, and I will confess that I don't know who, and it's on the plaque on every one of the Cardinals.
Okay.
So my mistake for
just,
not getting well, that information.
Just go to the website and zoom in.
Yeah. It would just be something, maybe to something to highlight downtown even.
Yeah, that's possible.
I mean, because I drive by and I see these Cardinals, but I would like to see something kind of on your way to these Cardinals to kind of tell you, you know, welcome to historic downtown, you know, or something, and then
kind of lead you
yeah,
to them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what would be even cooler is if there could be some sort of a program typed up or yeah, whatever and distributed throughout the, you know, to give folks a guide.
Inside
I guess
City Hall,
saying,
just have like a 1 minute little video, you know, explaining maybe the history
well,
of these.
Fred was saying on the radio this morning, Fred Malone was saying that if you go to the Chamber of Commerce, they have a guide.
Perfect.
Okay. Picked. Oh, they already
okay,
have a guide printed up that tells you where they are.
Okay.
Perfect. Tells
good,
you where they
good,
are.
Chamber
okay,
of Commerce.
So Chamber of Commerce.
Just
okay,
drop in there and get your guide.
All right.
That's right.
Wonderful.
All right.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's it. There you go. And the latest Cardinals will be up later this evening if I can get my tail in gear. RadioNate.webs.com with the other Cardinals, and you can just go through and check those out at your leisure. Pastor Craig did all your legwork for you.
That's right.
Hey, did you guys know, or have you been online and looked around, that there's some new businesses heading into the Marion Center Mall?
No, I did
really?
Not know.
I didn't know.
Yes, there is currently, and I believe this is open, and I didn't catch the name, but you know the axe throwing that is becoming real popular? There's an axe throwing business in there. You can go in there and play
okay,
axe throwing.
Okay.
So that's open. There is also, by the movie theater, there is some folks that are going to be opening a coffee shop, but it's going to be geared towards diabetics. It's going to be special, like, sugar-free drinks
okay,
and different things like that. And so that's going to be opening by the theater here
okay,
in the months to come. And there's some other groups
so
that
enjoy
are thinking,
your sugar at the theater, but you're sugar-free.
Sugar-free right next door.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
You know, I didn't know that axe throwing was becoming a
oh,
big thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's, we actually have one in Mount Gilead.
Oh, okay.
We have. He's been in business. Well, it was the man who owns it, the business was something totally different before. But in the sometime like late fall, early winter, he opened up the axe throwing thing. And I'm like, seriously? In Mount Gilead? I mean, there's like people that want to throw axes? I mean, so I didn't realize this was a rage
didn't
across
we,
the
didn't
nation.
We, isn't this like 100 years old? Didn't we do this like we threw axes ago? Back in the
I've never thrown an axe before. I've never even been mad at somebody to throw an axe at somebody.
There must be a television show on like the History Channel or A&E or something like that.
Forged in Steel or
because
something.
Well, see, there's that TV show Forged in Steel, and so like I hear all these people that are talking about, well, I'm gonna get it and I do it and you know,
just axe somebody. They'll tell you.
Yeah, well, I know there's a big one down in Dublin too. There's a business. That does that.
Yeah, it's like years ago, laser tag was so popular there for a while. I mean, you had laser tag all over the place when I was younger. I mean, it's still around. But yeah, axe throwing. I'm always afraid if I'm going to throw it, I'm going to misjudge. It's going to come back and hit me in the knee.
It's great for your boss, you know. Just invite your boss and, you know, have him go up and kind of stand, you know, you can throw it.
You like your boss that much, huh, Terry?
He'd be the designated catcher.
That's right, yeah. Just move a little to the left.
But rumor has it that the reason these businesses are going into the mall there is, I guess, the mall has lowered their rents out.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. You heard that, too? Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully it'll start to fill up again.
Because what do they have, like three businesses there now?
Yeah, it's the movie theater, Bath and Body Works, and
Joann Fabrics.
I know some time ago they did that, but then the minute it started flourishing, they went right back to the old...
They raised it again? Yeah. Well, forget it.
So, you know...
Of course, WWGH used to be in the mall itself. Well, that's where we started off.
They did it. A friend of mine had the place behind the mall there. He had the nightclub there, and they did that with him.
Oh,
they enticed him to come in there, you know, open the place up at a lower reduction. Well, the minute he started getting bit, then they came in and said,
"Yeah, that's why everybody's encouraging people to move downtown. You know, everybody's downtown. So, but it'd be nice to see both places flourish, the downtown and the mall. You know,
absolutely.
Anything pro Marion is good in my book.
Well, I think if you wanted to get business downtown, I mean, one of the incentives maybe you could use, how about like 3 months free rent or something, you know? Or
that'd
whatever,
be an
you know?
Incentive,
I mean,
for sure.
You know, or something like that. I mean, I'm saying, you know, it's easy for me to say because I don't own these buildings, but I'm just saying, you know, I think that would.
Yeah.
I understand there's a seafood restaurant over at the Harding Hotel.
Yeah.
There is.
Now, is they open every night or what?
You know what? I don't know a lot about it. I've heard some people eat there said it was really good, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard the food is good and it's a pretty classy,
pretty classy
place down there in the Harding Hotel. I got photos there with my wife. We did a photo shoot. An individual was said, "Hey, we'll take your photos out there." So we went there and did it, and it's beautiful. Yeah. You know, it's a beautiful place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Harding Hotel itself is what?
It is, isn't it?
It's a senior
citizens
apartment.
Okay,
yeah.
Apartment.
Harding Harbor Seafood.
There you go.
There you go.
And it's open right now. Closes at 9 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
And it is open as soon as my phone will work here. It is open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 5 to 9, Sundays, 12 to 5. Oh, and then Tuesdays, 5 to 9 as well. So it's open Tuesdays
just
through Saturdays, yep, 5 to 9.
And then
Sundays is open for lunch, kind
okay.
of 12
okay.
to 5.
Right. Okay.
Harding Harbor Seafood, 267 West Center Street.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
So that's the dealio on that. Mm. I have not personally been there myself. See, my wife doesn't like seafood.
Right.
I do, but she doesn't. Yes, so so unless they have chicken, she won't go.
It's like going to Steve's Dakota Grill and ordering chicken.
Right, which is exactly what she would do.
Which is what I do, yeah.
Pastor Craig just shakes his head. He says, you guys.
That's like going to Burger King and ordering the Impossible Whopper.
Yeah.
Give me that vegetarian burger.
Oh, my mother-in-law did that. She decided she'd try it because she saw a commercial or something that looked good. She tried the Impossible Whopper. It was not in her taste bud fancy. Mm. She did not care for that. Well, she said she's sick with a regular Whopper.
I know. I talked to my dad and my stepmom last night. They ordered pizza from Donato's, the plant with the plant-based pepperoni. They ordered that, and they loved it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Now, is Donato's... No, it's Pizza Hut. I think it's got that spicy. You guys like spicy food?
No, that, I think that's Donato's. Is that Pizza Hut, or is that Donato's?
Man, I might be wrong. Could be Donato's, but they got spicy, the spicy pizza out.
And I don't do spicy.
My wife doesn't. My wife doesn't either. Now I like spicy, but my wife doesn't. Now I pay for it later on in the evening when I'm trying to sleep. It starts to bubbling up, and then I gotta. I'm on a regular pill for acid reflux, anyways, but I gotta take something extra then. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of on certain medications or whatever. Uh-huh. I think I mentioned it last hour. Went to the doctor the other day. He's right here in town.
And
waited an hour and a half.
I was going to bring this up.
Hour and a half. But that's not the worst that I've ever waited. I've waited at a certain doctor. I won't say his name, but I've waited on a certain doctor here in Marion 3 hours.
No way.
Three hours.
No.
I wouldn't do it again.
I wouldn't wait the hour and a half. You know, you go ahead and call me a grumpy old man, or I'm that guy that, you know, yells at you.
Get off my lawn.
But after 45 minutes, if I'm not going into the doctor's office 45 minutes, I'm out the door.
You just said if you don't have it together, you're going to reschedule.
That's right.
Yeah, I did. After that hour and a half, I went to the window. I said, okay, guys. I said, it's been an hour and a half. Where am I on the list? Well, you got one person in front of you. It'll be real quick. And
why did they say the wait was so? Did they give you a reason why?
They said that he had been out of town and it was the first time back.
Catching back up.
I said, why didn't you guys spread it out a little bit more?
Well, yeah, why did they schedule so many appointments?
I said, I'd have been happy to wait till Friday. I don't have to see him right away. You know,
they said no, just go sit back down, Nate. You'll wait till Friday, but just go sit down.
Yeah, you'll wait till Friday. Just go sit back down. Now,
well, he was coming back from vacation. They had so many appointments because he had to fund his vacation.
Yeah, had to fund his vacation, right. Now, if they'd have brought me something to eat while I was sitting there, you know, you might have had me.
Right,
you know,
right.
Bring me in a pizza or something.
So how many times have you been to this doctor?
Oh, I've been going to him since 2016, but the problem was...
Is this the first time you've had this weight?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, but the problem was, is I used to see a nurse that was in the office, and she was great. But I would see the nurse, she would call me back right away. So I'd go back and see her, and we would chat and whatever, and she'd take care of my weight and blood pressure and everything. And then he would pop in while I was back there. So I would get in and out in a half an hour, total appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she left and went someplace else.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a replacement or maybe isn't going to get one.
Right. Right.
So I see just him now.
Okay.
And so for the last two times, it's been just him. Okay. It's been 45 minutes the past two times. And this time, an hour and a half.
They need to do better on scheduling. Then.
Yep.
Right.
He needs to hire a new nurse or something.
Call Indeed. I always hear that.
Yeah, call
you
Indeed.
You need Indeed. You know.
Right. Hey, you know what?
But a lot of services are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not just doctor's offices. There's a lot of places, you know, like that. Like if you have, you know, any other type of issues. One place I had to wait a little while to talk to somebody actually was my insurance company.
Oh, on the...
I had a little bit of a wait, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I caught them at the tail end, you know, when they were coming back from lunch. And I had a bit of a wait there, you know. And not like yours, but I mean...
Yeah, or you... We went to a dentist. It was actually in the Delaware area. We went to a dentist, and I said, hey, my wife, she really needs in. She's got an inflamed tooth, and I'm afraid the infection's going to spread further, whatever. You know, I don't think we're going to be able to get you in. We'll put you on the callback list. They never, ever called back. Well, I canceled and went to Marion Smile Dental right here in Marion.
Yeah.
Took great care of us. I mean, great care of us. Used to be the old Dr. DeSantis office here in town.
Now, where was that at?
It's back in that area near the old or near the Kroger's on Delaware Avenue.
Okay.
Back in there, there's some doctor's offices back in there.
Right.
Trying to think what they call that area. Can't think of
it. Doctor's Park?
Not Doctor's Park. It's just across the street.
Okay.
But anyways, Marion Smile Dental, they took good care of us. Got her right in because they realized, hey, sometimes that infection can go to your brain or whatever.
Yeah.
But doctor's offices, I'll tell you.
You're at their mercy, I mean.
You are. You need them.
Yeah,
got to have them.
Yeah.
One time I fell out of the back end of a box truck, and I'd had a Sawzall in my hand. And you know, like when you're falling, your immediate reaction is to tense up. So I couldn't, when I was falling, I couldn't let go of the Sawzall. You know, my body tensed up. And when I hit the ground, my hand and the Sawzall hit the ground, and then my face hit my hand with Sawzall. So I broke one third off of my two front teeth on the top. I broke one tooth, I broke a third of it off, and the other tooth, I cracked it real bad. So my boss threw me in the van and said, I'm going to take you to the emergency room. And I go, they're going to tell me to go to a dentist, you know, I mean, you know, that's what they do. And so he took me in Delaware to that Pacer Dental.
Okay.
They're well known in Delaware.
Right, yep.
And he called when he's on the way and, you know, explained to them what he's doing. And he said, you know, is there any way you can get this guy in? And they said, sure, bring him in. And they did a great job. I mean, they took me right away and got me all fixed up. What they did, it was kind of funny, though. So what they were going to do, I was able to keep my teeth. I didn't lose them. But what they did is they filed the teeth way down, and then they put caps on them. So these aren't really my teeth that you see. Those are caps.
Ah, okay.
But it was funny because they file it all down and get you ready on one day, and then you got to go back in 4 days and have the caps put on because, you know, they got to have the caps made.
Mm-hmm.
So I had these two little stubs there for teeth while I was waiting for my caps, and I looked like a jack-o'-lantern. It was so funny. I had these two little stubs right there.
You probably didn't want to go out anywhere, did you?
Put a light bulb on top of his head.
He wasn't smiling. Didn't want to smile.
That's right.
My wife had a tooth go bad right before we got married, and it needed pulled. And so they pulled it, and we're like, hey, it was right up front. We're like, hey, we're getting married, you know, we're going to have lots of pictures. And they said, well, we're not going to have the cap available right away. Well, they came in, and they went in there with some sort of product, whatever, and formed a tooth for her that hardened up. They did a great job.
Oh, good.
This was his name was Dr. Hawkins. He was a big guy. Dr. Hawkins down in near the Zanesville area.
Okay. Took,
you know, so there's some good folks out there. I was complaining, but we got to talk about the good folks too.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
There's some good folks out there too.
Now, then they're shout out.
Now my doctor's a good person too. It's just when I have to wait for an hour and a half, I just not to feeling the love.
Yeah.
It was right on Valentine's Day too, so I was itching to get my appointment over because I was ready to go to dinner. I'm always ready to go to dinner.
Well, you would think that they would try to get people on that day in and out so they can all
go to dinner. But see, he didn't care because he's there till 7 o'clock.
Oh my.
He works till 7 o'clock, so he didn't care. Right. Hey, folks, you can email us anytime. We'd love to hear from you. My email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Terry?
TerryTackett48@gmail.com.
And Pastor Craig?
StudyHisWordMinistries@yahoo.com.
And they can contact you through your website, which is?
StudyHisWordRadio.org.
And you heard radio right, because he's on the radio every Sunday from 11:15 until noon right here on this station. So this is our side hustle right here. This is what we do for fun right here. Live at 5, the show with no name, 5:15 to 6
o'clock. The professional's on in the morning.
We're
right. Just do it. We're just a handsome replacement.
Right. Exactly.
He's the professionals on in the morning from 7:10 to 8 o'clock.
That's right.
No, that's Charlie Evers. I'm sorry.
8:10 to 10 a.m. in the morning. If you want professional radio.
If you want professional, it's now with Scott Spears. What's Adam called? The interviewer to the stars.
Yes
indeed.
Yes.
So Anyways, there was a couple topics I wanted to ask you guys about.
Sure.
And one of them I was thinking about the other day, because the Waldo Dairy Bar has been up for sale.
Yes,
and there's been some folks that want to buy it, but it's too expensive, you know.
Okay.
Well, that was my first job, the Waldo Dairy Bar was. And I started when I was 14 years old. The fella hired me in at 14 years
making
old.
Making soft serve.
Making soft serve ice cream. I learned all about it. And you ought to have seen my first ice cream cone. It looked pathetic. It was all over the place.
Boy, those places are money makers.
Well, you know, yeah. every small town has one. You stop and think about it.
Yeah.
Every small town has a dairy place, mm-hmm. An ice cream shop. When my kids were teenagers, we took a day on a Saturday and we took an ice cream tour, and we went around to about six small towns and we hit the ice cream store in all six of them. That was our whole day. We started out in...
just around this area?
We went in Richwood.
Okay.
We started in... I can't remember where all we go, but we ended up in Richwood, and we ended up in... it was East Liberty.
Okay.
And we went to...
Did you guys go to the Green Camp one? That's really
I don't
good.
Remember if we went to the Green
that's,
Camp
that's
one.
That's a good one.
But...
the Prospect one's good.
Prospect's
now,
great.
Now, I had one rule, because I knew, you know, with kids... They're gonna be sick. Ice cream by the fourth time.
Sure.
So I made a rule. My rule was that. Well, I actually had two rules. One, don't fill up at the first place we go
exactly.
to, because we're gonna do this all day. So you know, pace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you have to order ice cream, and you have to order food. But alternating. In other words, if you get ice cream at the very first one you go to, then the next time you got to get some kind of a food item. And then you can get an ice cream item at the third one, and you're going to have to get some kind of a food item at the fourth one. So those are my rules, you know. Don't order too much, and you got to alternate them back and forth. And we had a great time.
That's good.
But
yeah.
By the end of the day, we were like, oh man, I'm stuffed.
I imagine.
Belly aches and, you know.
Now, I remember he paid me $4.25 an hour plus tips.
What, 14,
but
man? You're
at 14 years old, I thought I was rolling the dough.
Right.
Plus, we could get, within reason, we could have as much food as we wanted.
Wow.
So we could make ourselves... cheese sticks, which is one of my favorites.
Right.
Shredded chicken sandwiches, ice cream. Yeah. Now, if you start going overboard, he'd let you know.
Now, is that when what was the guy, Dewey?
Yes.
Is that when he?
That's the fellow I worked for.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
We had him on a couple times on the.
Oh,
on radio.
Okay. Was he doing his clown?
Yep.
He was a clown as well. And then owned the dairy bar.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was my first job. Now, so I was just wondering, what were you guys' first jobs?
Oh,
do you guys remember what your first gig was?
I sure do. I worked in the summertime. I worked for actually the parks area, like going around cleaning up, you know, like the litter and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out of the parks and along the road and things like that. That's what I did.
So you were in jail? Cleaning up
jail,
along the road?
Yes. I was an inmate number 86. No.
So was it the Delaware... The Delaware parks?
No,
or was
it was here.
It was here in Marion.
Yeah.
Here in
Marion. I only moved to Delaware like 5 years ago.
Oh, you're a Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Through and through.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, it was a program designed for like low-income people, you know, and that's one of the jobs that they offered in the summertime.
Nice. Okay. So,
yeah, they pick different areas. You know, you might do like Lincoln Park and Garfield, and then, like I say, maybe you go out and do like a state route or something, and we went by and kind of just picked up all the litter. And
very cool.
So,
okay.
That's what we did.
So that was your first gig. How about you, Pastor Craig? Have you always been a pastor?
I was born that. if you don't count newspaper routes, when I was 12, 13, that my first job was I worked as a busboy in the restaurant at the Ramada Inn on 161, north side of Columbus. And I worked in the restaurant. And then on Fridays and Saturday nights,
I know where that's at. Has that been there that long? That Ramada?
Oh yeah. I mean, this was in, you know, this was in the 1800s.
I mean, I know that was
in the 1970s.
Yeah, because I know where that's. I mean, man, yeah. I didn't.
It was right there, 161 and the freeway.
Corporate Exchange is it?
It's called something else now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And then on Fridays and Saturday nights, I worked in the bar. Now, I wasn't old enough, you know, to serve alcohol or anything like that, but I worked as a bar back.
Got ice.
And I ran the register. I, you know, stocked the glasses with ice. I kept the dirty glasses washed. I always stocked the beer cooler.
Okay.
And the main thing was, you know, like running the register and you know, grabbing glasses all the time. Okay. That was kind of nice because I found out early on that on a Friday night or a Saturday night, I could make more tips from the waitresses because the waitresses tipped the bar back for doing that kind of stuff. I could make more money in tips on the Friday night than I could make in the restaurant bussing tables.
Wow.
See, now, and they had the waitresses were supposed to give the busboys 10% of their tips because they, you know, bussing their tables. But, you know, I made more money in the bar. And then when the bar closed, I did cleanup, so I'd be there till 4 a.m. running a vacuum cleaner and stuff like that. And they had live bands on Friday and Saturday night, and they always had popcorn. You know, people could eat popcorn while watching the band. So I mean, the bar was a mess. You know, there's popcorn everywhere on the floor, but I got to keep whatever money I found on the floor, and I would always find, you know, dimes and quarters and nickels, and so I'd come out with some change. One time, I found a $10 bill on the floor under a table.
Right.
Yes, that was my first
job.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Great. Yeah,
and I was just curious. Yep. But
how long did you work at the dairy bar?
Two seasons. So 14, okay. 15 years old, and then it was kind of funny because after that final season, since I was such a good worker, he said, "You know, I'm going to be putting a small area onto my house. Would you like to help dig and then build a small foundation, this and that?" Well, he didn't realize that I'm not good at that stuff at all. I mean,
of course, Nate, sure.
Yeah, I'm like, sure, I'll try it. So here I am trying to mix this cement, and this cement's not going right. So I'm putting it down, and then so I finish with my row, and of course it is all sorts of uneven.
Right,
you know,
right,
it just looks terrible. I mean, it looks bad.
So you go back to making ice cream cones.
So, yeah, so stick to serving ice cream, you know.
Cones, yeah.
Then after that, I went to Walmart, so stayed there for 12 years. But anyways, we had all sorts of interesting things that happened there at the dairy bar. I remember one time, I believe it was the mayor's order. You know, the mayor's here. Make sure you take special care of his order. Well, he ordered a hamburger. So I'm frying the hamburger, and I'm overdoing other things, and it's time for everything to come up. And I look, and the hamburger's gone. I'm like, what in the world happened to the hamburger? Well, it slid down to the grease pit area. So he comes back and said, the owner comes back and says, "Where's that hamburger?" And I said, "Well, it slid down to the grease pit." He just rolled his eyes and went back, told the mayor it'd be another minute or two. Well, I was forever making mistakes.
So you served the mayor, though.
Served the mayor, Bruce Baker of Waldo.
Oh,
he's still the mayor
down
there.
Still
the mayor down there, Bruce Baker. Yeah. So
I spilled water on Pat Boone's mother.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
This was probably 1976, and it was in the summertime, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Boone was down at the Ohio State Fair. You know, he was singing at the Ohio State Fair, and he had his whole family with him. And so the waitress is going, that's Pat Boone. Oh, that's Pat Boone, you know. And so I go out there, and I got my tray, and I've got, you know, 8 water glasses on it. And I'm setting down the water. And as I grabbed the second to the last one, I had my tray unbalanced with that one that was left, and it went sideways, and it landed right on the lap of Pat Boone's mother.
Oh, geez.
Oh, man.
Hey, welcome to Columbus.
Yeah. So I'm sure he probably make this our first and last trip, too.
Yeah, he's not going to come back.
Yeah.
First jobs. Yep, those are Interesting memories for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, I hope somebody buys that dairy bar down there in Waldo. And
man, that place can afford it, it's a money maker. But I can see where they would want to get a lot for it because in that particular area between where it's located, there's really nothing else there.
You got the baloney, the GNR, but you're not really in competition with it because you're seasonal.
Exactly.
You're serving other things. Yep. And people still would order fries and burgers and shredded chicken.
If they get back to, because Waldo used to have like the baseball park there. So I mean, if they have games going on at that park.
When I worked there, we served the.
And the pool, I think, is right. Mm-hmm. That's really more. Do I want to use the word audience? More of your customers than GNR. The GNR obviously is in all occasions have their.
Yeah, we'd get the folks coming from GNR, and of course the GNR's got awesome pies for dessert.
Sure.
But we'd get people that wanted ice cream,
a milkshake,
they'd walk up the street to us, But back in the day, early 2000s, that was the place to be, the dairy bar. And of course Prospect is still known for their huge banana splits.
Yeah.
Prospect is, if you've ever been over there, they got that bucket.
Yeah,
for just over $5, you got that bucket of banana splits. Yeah. And it's,
now,
good
in
stuff.
In Mount Gilead, we had one that was called the Grill and Chill, and it was open for years, and then it sold, and it was called last year was called the Field of Treats.
Oh, okay.
But it's for sale, so if there's somebody out looking to buy one, there's at least a couple around that are for
sale. Couple options.
They had a good one in Ontario. I think it was called like the Dairy Dish, I want to say, or something like it. When I worked over there, I went there a little. I think it was called the Dairy Dish.
That's still open, and it might be open all year round. You guys ever been to Cardington, to Susie Q's?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I go by there every Monday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Susie Q's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I
want to try that place, but I don't think it's open now.
Okay. Are they seasonal?
Are they year round?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
They were closed for a little while.
Okay. Because I missed that Al Smith's restaurant. They used to say that place was really good.
Oh yeah, Al Smith.
But they had great fried chicken. But I missed that place.
Yeah, it's Ohio Health now.
Is that what's there?
Yeah, everything's Ohio Health. Yeah. Well, what's that place? Oh, it's where Ohio Health is now.
what's
they do have now where that Al Smith's restaurant was in Cardington there. Yeah. Right next to it is they've opened a winery.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
I think they opened a year or two ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Bunker Mill Winery.
Okay. So. Is that pizza barn over there any good? Because
I
go by that place too.
Yes.
Okay.
We ordered there. We decided that we were actually going to Dollar General one night, and we passed that. We said, let's order a pizza. So while we were shopping around in Dollar General, they said, hey, we'll get this done in 15 minutes. So we just shopped around Dollar General and ate it. And I think their dining room may have been closed at that point because it was later in the evening. So we just ate the pizza in the car. Good stuff.
Okay.
Yep. Right. Hey, we're down to about a minute. Let's let the folks know how they can get a hold of us one more time, because we love getting your emails. It's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com for me. That's my email address, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Terry, we can get you where?
TerryTackett48@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig.
the microphone took a dive.
Exactly.
Study His Word Ministries at yahoo.com, or they can go to my website at studyhiswordradio.org.
And we would love to hear from you. If you'd like to send us something to share on the show or just comment on anything we've talked about, we would absolutely love to hear from you.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, hey, we will be back next week for another edition right here on your favorite radio station. Stay tuned. There's lots more to come on 107.1 FM.
With your Cardinal update.
Yeah, your Cardinal update right here on Live at 5,
the show with no name.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.